Speaking of light workers, we are Akashic Records. Have you ever heard about Akashic Records? These are, I mean, as far as I understand, your soul plan that's kind of housed in these vibrational records. Lisa Barnett has a way of accessing these Akashic Records through her trainings, through her intuition, through healings, and so forth. She has been working with the records for many, many years, has incredible books around it. One is From Questioning to Knowing, 73 Prayers to Transform Your Life, which is her best-selling new book that she has. And she's also the founder of the Akashic Knowing School of Wisdom, where she actually teaches students around the world how to access personal soul wisdom and Akashic guidance for life. Welcome to the show, Lisa. Thanks for joining me.
Thank you, Lisa. So excited to be here with you.
Yeah, you too. Thank you so much for being on my show. Lisa's another dear friend and just another light worker. I've got the Lisa and friend show today. But this is the whole point, is bringing information in that it can definitely be new to people, but also very, very grounded. So tell me, in your words and experience, what are Akashic Records? What are they?
So each person has their very own record, which is the record of your soul from the time you individuated from source until you eventually return home again. Everything you've ever been or done, seen, felt, experienced is recorded in this etheric field, which we call the Akashic Record or Akasha. And really, a great way to look at it is if you just imagined that everything you did all day long was, videotaped, that you had a GoPro video strapped to your head. And every night you'd upload it to the iCloud, and you could send it off to your friends and family. You could look back and see what you did 10 years ago or 20 years ago or, 10 hours ago, whatever. And so your experiences and your wisdom, which means that the gifts and the talents that you have that you've forgotten about, whether they were from, 20 years ago or 20 lifetimes ago, all of that is recorded and stored in this library for you. So it's phenomenal information and so useful in so many ways, because when we want to step out in the world and share a gift, sometimes we, doubt the validity of that gift. Am I really that good at that?
Yeah.
How do I know that? And I have found, and you mentioned that I'd written two books.
Yeah.
When the Akashic Record Keepers asked me to write the first book, I said, I'm not a writer.
Oh, interesting. Wow. Wow.
Really? I don't know how to do this. Help me, please. And they actually gave me two very simple steps, which I followed. And I started to ask to be able to reclaim the wisdom, the gifts, the talents, the memories of different times, whether it was one was back in high school when I actually loved to write, and of course I had forgotten that when I first went to college, I went as a journalism major.
That's how example of accessing the records. I was thinking, why would I want to store all that information, like childhood trauma and high school pain? But you use it for learning.
And those gifts and talents, reclaiming those, phenomenal. So then I could go back, and if you believe in that we have many different lives, I started to ask to see lifetimes in which I was a published author, in which I wrote with ease, in which I didn't have writer's block,
Yeah, yes, exactly. Well, that is so interesting. So that's how you use the records to access the gifts from these experiences in your life. I think that's a perfect example of how to do that. Now, in these records, are they kept with our current, I mean, lifetime, or is this karmic lifetimes? I mean, how does one know?
It is everything. So there is no, there is no sorting. There is no judgment. It's just everything you have ever been or done. And so the amazing lives where we were writers and teachers, philosophers, doctors, all the amazing things that we've been in our lives, creators, inventors, that is stored, as well as some of the more challenging lives. And those lives that we consider challenging are often what we call more karmic lives, because what the Akashic Records say is that karma is just an incomplete lesson. It's when we didn't understand the bigger truth and we maybe got stuck in the pain and the trauma. And so often karmically, we don't learn or grow. We just kind of, settle down into the into the mud. You remember back, I remember there was a thing when I was a small child, people would say, I'm going to go out in the yard and eat worms. Like, I'm just so bummed. I just am going to go sit in the mud and eat worms. I don't know if you're as old as me.
Just for fun?
Well, I mean, it was just kind of almost like a silly saying, right?
Oh,
like,
yeah,
you
yeah.
would just be like, I think it was probably a poem or a child's, some kind of saying that said, I'm going to go sit in the garden and eat worms. If somebody with a better memory could probably tell me the real words. But it's that kind of energy or that feeling about being so stuck in sadness or depression or feeling so low or so lonely that we are almost unable to do much but sit and be stuck in that energy. And so what I find one of the great gifts of the Akashic Records is that they can bring us clarity so that we can make a new choice or a new decision and move forward and get unstuck from that feeling, that whatever it might be that's holding you back and making you want to go and sit in the garden and eat worms,
mm-hmm,
right?
Mm-hmm.
And for some of us, it's understanding, like you mentioned in the beginning, a soul plan.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. When it gets to be so, sometimes when you're navigating, it's like being in a maze. And you can't see the end, and you lost track of the beginning, and you then lost your way completely. You can't see. I think I see the Akashic Records as kind of the above the maze, giving you the direction of why you came this way, which way to turn and navigate to get to the light, to get out of the confusion, in a sense. And it really gives you clarity. More than anything, that's what I noticed, that when we had the experience to work together, you gave me clarity on why things were unfolding the way that they were unfolding. That was a perfect example of it.
Yes, yes. And I love the maze. The Akashic Masters say things to us like that. We're really these big, ancient, wise souls. And if you can imagine that you're coming here for the love and the fun and the light and the glory and the friendship and the physical experience, the yummy food, the babies, the puppies, the laughter. And yet, of course, there's so many different hardships. And so it's the balance, it's the understanding, it's the clarity. And when we can ask in our own Akashic Records, what was I thinking anyway, right? When I came here, what was my plan? Did I make soul contracts to have significant partners, maybe to get married or have children? Do I have specific gifts or talents that I'd like to share with the world? Because, of course, we all do, but many of us don't really trust that fact.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
And we can delve into those kinds of questions and look for ways to make peace with our past and to, release old negative patterns and emotions that have us kind of stuck in the muck, and really to come to understand who we are as a big soul, as truly a soul having a human experience that is so much more than just this.
Yes, yes. You know, you teach classes and programs and so forth, and you teach people to be able to access this. You call it soul wisdom, also known as the Akashic Records. But I love that term. It's very clear. This is your soul's wisdom and how to really get in touch with that. In your experience, I mean, 25 years you've been doing this, teaching and classes and programs, have you noticed that there's a theme in every class that you come up against that's a challenge for people, or that there's a block there? What is it that you run into with most people in most classes?
You know, I would say that one of the things that most people really, you know, have a bigger issue around trusting is the fact that we can access our soul wisdom, that we really are ancient souls that are wise, that we truly can help ourselves. And so very often it's a bit of a an issue around faith and trust.
Yeah, that's interesting. And when do you see that people actually have that realization that they can access their soul's wisdom, and when they get into a faith and trust, what's the pinnacle moment that allows them to get there?
Well, in my workshops, the Akashic Record Keepers have given me a very simple, clear, 5-step wisdom prayer system. So it's 5 very clear steps that I guide people through again and again in a workshop. So they're starting to build that trust.
To get there.
By having that experience. And one of the things I love the most that gives people huge aha moments is we ask a specific question, and I love this question: how do I create more joy and fun in my life?
Okay.
So just a simple, great kind of question. And we ask it of ourselves. And so we just would, you know, I mean, just imagine you've got your question, how would I create more joy and fun in my life? And you write down what you think. And then we open our Akashic Records with the 5-step wisdom prayer system, and you ask that same question again.
Oh.
And people get really, really different answers.
Oh, interesting. That is amazing.
And it gives them a huge aha, because often when we answer it as a human, as, you know, a person or personality.
Or analytical mind or whatever.
Right, that analytical, right? We think, oh, well, I should go for, you know, more walks in the woods, or I should exercise more, or maybe I should eat better food. We often go to these to-do lists. I should do all of these things that are good for me, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so then we open the Akashic Records, and the record keepers are pure source energy. They're pure love. They're going to just love you up and tell you how glorious you are, and they're going to give you some amazing and often unusual ideas that resonate. And they're going to be different for each person, but they always resonate with that person, and they just get so excited. They're like, wow, that's, you know, so different than what I thought myself, right? So I love working outside of the records and then opening the records and going in and receiving that information, and it feels different.
It's like going into a library, literally, when you open the doors and you unlock this beautiful, energetic library. You know, I'm always reminded about the fact that we're on Los Angeles radio and that people aren't usually having these conversations about Akashic Records and Theta healing and all these things that you and myself and our communities and so forth talk about all the time, which I love. I love that we get to open this to a brand new audience. And you know, on my Hay House radio show, it's part of the conversation, and many people in Los Angeles are in this conversation. But I usually forget about the people that are new to these topics. And they're saying, who are, what is Akashic Records and what are they talking about? So you bring this to a very practical, practical level. And the book that you have is the 73 Prayers to Transform Your Life. So these are just prayers. That these are intentions, groups of words, really, if you think about it, on a paper that could start to really unlock the just your own information, which is really amazing. How did these prayers come about?
Well, the Akashic Record keepers who speak to me said, time to write another book. And of course I said, okay, what should we write about? And they said, it's time to bring healing prayers, a simple, energetic healing tool to the world. And they said, you know, over 90% of people pray in some way or another, and most of them outside of church. Most of them pray, you know, in their own personal way.
Right.
And
right.
And so they just asked me to write this book, and they're filled with prayers, everything from a prayer for peace, prayers of forgiveness to help us actually clear karma and open our hearts. There are prayers to help us align to higher wisdom. And they're simple prayers because so many of us, and this is really, you know, fabulous. There's a whole chapter about your family and contracts, soul contracts with our families, and why we might choose a family of origin, because they're not always the easiest relationships. And so there's prayers to help work with our family members or other close relationships. So they can be prayers to release blame or release guilt or move out of judgment, because a lot of them are around everyday emotions that we all have.
Mm-hmm. I love, you make it practical. You make it very practical. Now, I wanted to also mention that we're in our fund drive here at KPFK, and Lisa has been so kind to donate her time for three readings. Three individuals, if you can give us a call right now, 818-985-KPFK. This is a $150 donation, and you just tell the volunteers in the phone room there, call 818-985-KPFK, that you would like to sign up for a 30-minute Akashic Record reading with Lisa Barnett. And you can just tell them right there, it's a 30-minute, and then they'll connect you with the way to book the reading and the time and so forth. But this is for anything that's like energy clearing or release from karmic entanglement, soul contracts, past life vows, wow, clearing of emotional pain and trauma that create current blocks and fear, all sorts of things that help you let go of accumulated stuff, you know, psychic stuff. And so it is three of these. So if you give us a call, 818-985-KPFK, Lisa is the founder of the Akashic School, Akashic Knowing School of Wisdom, and her website is akashicknowing.com, where you'll be able to see, you have a whole school where you teach people how to actually access this type of guidance, right?
I do. I find that it is so useful in everyday life. So, again, if we want to release our old negative patterns, if we want to let go of and understand some of these soul contracts and connections we have with people in our lives, to make peace with our past, to release this old trauma and go back to where the core beliefs and unconscious beliefs come from, so we can really heal our lives, our bodies. And I also work with people's businesses, because so many people are interested in starting a new business, and you want to know for sure that you're aligned to that business. Your soul is aligned to what you are, you know, wishing to create, and that we want to reclaim those gifts and talents for you, so that you're really clear and strong, as you go forward, creating a business, creating a relationship, just in your life in general. So if you imagine that you can really connect to so much of the truth of who you are as this wise, ancient, and expansive soul and bring it here now into your life and into your body, it is so useful for so many things.
So interesting. You know, there's also a way where if you ever have a relationship that you're stuck on or that you can't seem to resolve or that you're maybe still angry about, it's really wonderful to be able to access these forms of information that can help you release that anger. Once you get clear on the reasonings or the karma or whatever it is, you can actually rid yourself of that weightful anger or guilt or any other type of a negative emotion that surrounds that. And it helps you make sense of things. And isn't it amazing that we can just change and shift our perspective and that would actually lift? I mean, it really shows the power of knowing. When you get to a place of knowing something, you can shift your entire life. And it happens between your ears. You make a decision and things shift. As much as the energy can hold us down, we can shift the energy to free us up. And Akashic Record reading is just another way of gaining that information that can lead to that type of hearing, of healing. It's an energy shift. It's clarity. It's really amazing how that works. It's not new. We just forget.
Right. All those limiting beliefs and patterns, you know, we talk about sometimes these unconscious patterns, and they come from our parents, sometimes our teachers, you know, sometimes our spouses or people who are close to us. Actually, those patterns often begin in early childhood, and then they just get layered and layered and layered. So we want to look for these root causes. What is the root cause of this reoccurring pattern so that I can clear it once and for all? And those are fabulous kinds of questions to look at in the Akashic Record so that you can make a new choice. And one of the great gifts that I've been given is this energy healing gift of being able to channel Akashic Record energy, which is pure source vibration, to clear a lot of these patterns for people, to release old contracts that are done but kind of stuck in our energy field and holding us back.
That's huge.
Yeah, a lot of people with broken hearts, even though they've been divorced for 5 years, they still have the kind of energetic scarring, that broken heart. We can go in and heal that broken heart so you can move forward in your life.
Broken businesses, broken vows, all of that. Yeah, it does definitely tend to get stuck. And because we can't make sense of it, it doesn't make sense. It doesn't always make sense. So it's about a clearing. Now, all of the readings have gone, which I really appreciate people calling in. And I really appreciate you, Lisa, for taking your time to speak with our listeners and to help us raise money for the station, which is absolutely necessary at this point. Now, for anyone else that goes to your website, akashicknowing.com, in addition, there's wonderful free gifts. Tell us about some of the gifts that our listeners can experience and just learn a little bit more from.
So there's three gifts when you go to my website, and you'll see a link to my newest book, From Questioning to Knowing, if you're interested in using a fabulous, easy healing tool of prayer. And there is one of the free gifts are the prayers for self-love, because the Akashic Masters remind us that's the important place to start, is loving yourself, and that expands out to the world and really transforms your life. So an ebook around self-love, there are two guided visualizations that help you to connect to your higher wisdom in one of them. And the other one is called the Rainbow Shield, to help you be guided, guarded, protected, and aligned, again, with your soul gifts and talents as you go through your day every day. So three gifts.
That's
if you
huge.
Find those huge. On my website. And, of course, more information about classes I'll be doing online, classes in January, and you know, I do readings all the time for people, so yes, lots of information.
Fantastic. Lots of, I mean, just a lot to offer people that is so different than staying stuck. There are so many options, and that's one of the reasons why I do the Aware Show, is to let people know you have choices, you have options, you have possibilities that are maybe you don't know about them. They are there, and they're powerful, and they exist, and they require a state shift. And I think that's kind of what the Aware Show talks about, is just shifting your state. And there's all these wonderful, magical tools that enable us to be able to do that. And it really sometimes gets I love Raymond Moody. I once interviewed him several times, and he talked about this nonsensical part of the brain. And when you get out of the sensical part of the brain and you get into the nonsensical part of the brain, that's where true healing occurs. And he would know this after interviewing 2,000, 3,000, 4,000 people who have had near-death experiences and what they've gained from it. So I love that philosophy and that idea of going outside of what you currently know in order to gain access to greater healing. So thank you, Lisa, so much for everything. And once again, you can go to Lisa's website, which is akashicknowing.com, and just deeply sink into your purpose. Thanks, Lisa.
Thank you.
All right. And thank you all to my wonderful, wonderful listeners. I really appreciate you. And to Gina Salvati, producer, executive producer of The Aware Show, and Joyce Walker, and G, engineer here at KPFK. We love you. We will miss you. And until next time, I invite you to stay aware.